Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, welcome Sarah Clark into the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good, good.
Tell us about the Merrimack Valley a cappella, the MVA. For those who know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so Merrimack Valley a cappella is an a cappella barbershop chorus that consists of four parts: bass, baritone, tenor, and lead. We are an all female identifying group. So we are singers of all ages who love to sing and achieve musical excellence through continuing education and performance while fostering individual growth. We're also a proud member of Sweet Adelines International, which is the largest nonprofit women's singing association in the world. And so last month, this is the news that we wanted to bring to the Good Vibe Tribe, was that annually we compete against the other choruses in our region in Springfield at Symphony Hall. And at this year's regional contest, we made MVA history by scoring the highest we ever have in our 50 years as a chorus.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
13 points.
That's incredible.
And this brought us to second place in our region. And on top of all of that, our directors, Carol Smolensky and Sally Jeffrey, became master directors because of how well we scored.
That's awesome.
And I imagine in the world of barbershop quartets, most of them are men, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, historically, yes, we Adelines, it's an international organization, and our chorus has been together for 50 years. And so, you know, we're a group of nearly 40 women, and it's really nice, and everyone is super supportive. And also, in addition to Carol and Sally, I also wanted to nominate Kate Roberts for the Good Vibe Tribe. She's our wonderful bass section leader and team coordinator and for MVA, and she also just does a lot for our region as well. And just truly everybody who is in the chorus and all of our administrative and section leaders. Everyone is incredible and does just immense work for the chorus.
So you sent us a video of all of you singing, which was really fun to watch, but you look like you're having such a good time. What's it like to sing all together in a group like that?
It is such a beautiful journey from start to finish. We learn our music at home, and then we come together and we bring our love for music and, more importantly, our love for each other as well. There is just genuine connection between everyone. And even though we do compete and we do hold ourselves to that, like, you know, high competitive standard, we just always keep at first and foremost the love that we have for each other. which is really nice.
What kind of songs does a women's barbershop chorus sing, and what makes it a barbershop chorus and not just a woman's chorus?
Yeah, so barbershop is dependent on the type of chords that you use in a song. So a song can be arranged, certain songs are better for others, or certain songs are better than others for barbershop, but it is all dependent on the chords that you use in it. So currently our new music that we're learning includes Imagine. We also do like songs like Lean On Me. We did for our international competition in Kansas City in October. We did Don't Stop. We did a few other ones as well. And so,
are we doing any like Sabrina Carpenter or The Weeknd?
So we're not doing Camp Town Races, okay?
I'm working on it. Maybe some Chapel Roan one day if we ever can find a barbershop arrangement of Chapel. But
my only frame of reference is Pitch Perfect, so I'm coming from baseline here.
Fair.
Sarah, when can we get the Merrimack Valley a cappella in studio?
When would you like us? Oh,
well, so I had asked her offline when she booked this a few weeks ago if they might could do the Can't Be Kennedy theme. And they just didn't have time.
Okay.
But I bet you'll have time sometime soon, right?
Heck yes, I'm sure we would love to, you know, whip up something and bring it into the studio for you guys.
We would love it.
I would love them to come in.
If you would like to have us, please. Yeah.
Absolutely. Singing us into and out of content breaks, just something, whatever it is.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to make that happen in the near future, okay?
All right.
I'll talk to Carol and Sally. Thank you guys so much for having us, and we really appreciate your time.
All right, and if people want to find the MVA, the Merrimack Valley Chorus, go to merrimackvalleychorus.com, or you can drop us a text here in the studio to find out more about them at 617-655-1234. Sarah, you and everybody over at MVA are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. Woo-hoo.
Thank you all so much. It's so lovely to be part of the Good Vibe Tribe, and we really hope to see maybe more people in a rehearsal sometime.
Talk to you soon, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. It seems Taylor Swift has completely ghosted Blake Lively after being dragged into the messy legal battle with Justin Baldoni. Sources told the Daily Mail that Taylor has totally cut ties with her, but Blake hasn't with Taylor. She's been reaching out with texts, voicemails, even emails to mend what they once had. Blake isn't giving up on their friendship with Taylor to get back on track. According to the sources, Taylor has not responded to any of Blake's pleas and has ignored all of her, quote, groveling excuses. The missives explain there must be some misunderstanding on Taylor's part. She'd never do anything to harm their 10 years of closeness and personal secrets. Separate sources say to People that they were trying to get back on good terms, but their friendship is not the same as it was before. Those people say Taylor is working to trust Blake again, but it's going to take some time. Who do we believe?
Well, it's got to be difficult to, if you're just looking at it from Taylor Swift's perspective, like a lot of this, your personal stuff, text messages are now out there than you... that shouldn't be out there.
No, I wouldn't blame Taylor Swift at all. She used her more like a chess piece than a friend.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
None of this makes Blake Lively look good at all.
It really doesn't.
Right. Yep.
And also, getting some of the shrapnel, it looks like it's Ryan Reynolds. His upcoming movie has been delayed by 7 months, and a lot of people are suggesting that it has to do with this. It's an R-rated combination of live action and animation called Animal Friends. And I guess it was supposed to come out this autumn, but now they've pushed it to 2026 in May.
Mm-hmm. Probably has nothing to do with
Maybe.
You know, people just like to connect the dots because it's a better story.
Maybe yes, maybe not.
Yeah, or it's a PR nightmare, one or the other.
All right, my lambs, Mariah Carey might be gearing up to drop her 16th album. She teased a clip on her social media, vibing in a car to some kind of track with some kind of strange name with a .mp3 at the end of it. She's like a boomer who couldn't put it in, right? Okay. I mean, I consider myself one of their numbers, so no shade. She said, to show my appreciation for your support, thank you, DJs. The camera zooms in on her license plate, which reads MC16. What? And ends with the cryptic question, what's your type? It says, also, a second message came out, said June 6th.
Okay.
So
that's this Friday.
Fingers crossed. We could use some Mariah Carey, new Mariah Carey.
When's the last time we had a new Mariah Carey
Carson,
album?
I don't even remember. Like, I feel like it's been a minute. Because she really doesn't have to do much work. She just comes back at Christmas and gives us what we need and then goes back into hiding.
Yeah, she just goes number one every year for a song that's 30 years old. So why work hard?
Why?
Let's see.
Give it to me.
Last album, Merry Christmas, 30th anniversary edition.
Yeah. Aside from that.
Caution is the 15th studio album from Mariah Carey, and that came out November 16th, 2018 on Epic Records.
Wow, so it's been
what the internet says is true.
Wow, that's wild. Well, I hope it's true. And guys, you remember the movie Back to the Future, right?
Of course.
Now a musical coming to Boston.
1.21 gigawatts!
Well, the guitar that Michael J. Fox shreds on at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, it's a cherry red Gibson ES-345, and apparently it's been missing since 1985.
The year the movie came out?
Yeah, so Gibson wants to find it. They made a Have You Seen This Guitar poster with all the details, and the stars of the movie, including Michael J. Fox, made a video pleading for its return. Here's a portion of that.
We need your help.
We are on the lookout for a missing guitar.
We're trying to find the guitar. The guitar I played in Back to the Future.
No one's seen that guitar since 1985, and we need to find it.
Somehow, it's vanished.
Erased. Existence.
What did you say it was? An ES-35? ES-40? What was it?
An ES-345.
An ES-345.
Somebody stole that off set as soon as Michael J. Fox finished playing Johnny B. Goode.
So what they're saying is that it was rented from Norman's Rare Guitars in Los Angeles.
He's the best. I watch him on YouTube all the time.
And then it was returned when they were done with it, but where it went after that is what nobody knows.
Right.
And some people saying maybe somebody bought it from Norman's and there's no record of the sale. Either way, it was a 60 or 61 model.
Yeah, they're expensive guitars just without the history of it being on that movie.
So,
you know, they're probably $3,000-$4,000.
Woo! Yeah. So if you've seen it, please call.
Someone has it hanging in their man cave.
No, definitely.
Right next to all the art from the Isabella Gardner Museum.
Oh, could you imagine?
Can you imagine who
this is? My stolen artifact section.
And whoever the PA was that had gone to the store to rent it for the movie had to go back and say, yeah, I don't know where it is.
No, it went back. It went back to the place.
Oh, Norman's got it back?
It went to the Normans, and what they're suggesting is that afterwards
it got sold or whatever.
They didn't know what happened once it got there to whenever somebody went looking for it.
Right.
And maybe there wasn't proper paperwork. I don't really know.
Yeah, then it's hanging
in somebody's
wall.
But it's adorable.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jessica from Bellingham.
Good morning, Jessica.
Hi.
Oh, we got the whole crew. What are the kids' names?
Hi. Morgan.
They speak as one.
Okay. There's just one kid in that car? It sounds like seven.
Yeah, it sounds like there's four people in the car.
It sounds like seven.
How old are you, Morgan?
15.
How many days of school you got left?
Like a week.
All right, where do you go to school?
Bishop Fian.
I think we're playing them in lacrosse Friday night.
Oh. Probably.
Hate to do it to you, but we're going to have to take you guys out. Just saying.
I don't know.
Go BC High Eagles. We'll see you at the game. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Jessica, just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
We are ready.
All right. Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her for an hour and even brought in the bomb squad because she had sunflower seeds with her. Ellen Pompeo rose to fame on a critically acclaimed ABC drama. What was it called?
Say one. Real Housewives.
Question number two. Post Malone is rumored to be opening a new bar right on Broadway in Nashville. Post Malone just played Gillette Stadium Saturday night with which singer?
Jelly Roll. My favorite. I love him.
I love him too. He was great.
Prince's Purple Rain was named the greatest power ballad in rock history. It's followed by Hearts Alone at number two and November Rain by Guns N' Roses in third. Which city was Prince from?
Chicago.
Question number four, Angelina Jolie, 50 today. What's the name of Jolie's actor father she's always had a strained relationship with?
I don't know.
All right, and question number five, Sabrina Carpenter's new song, Manchild, will drop tomorrow night. Can you put Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, and Olivia Rodrigo in order from oldest to youngest?
This is where you shine, Morgan.
Oh my gosh.
So who's okay. So you've got Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, and Olivia Rodrigo. Who is the oldest?
I think Olivia Rodrigo is definitely youngest.
Okay.
Right? And then Chapel Roan in the middle, and then Sabrina Carpenter first. I don't know.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Sounds it's so much more harder on the phone.
I know.
You know, we hear that a lot.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Jessica and her daughter Morgan got 1 out of 5.
Yay!
I mean, listen to that harmonizing we do,
it's
Dan.
It's like voice to men in here.
You can't even tell. It's like one golden voice. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ellen Pompeo says TSA held her for an hour and even brought in the bomb squad because she had sunflower seeds. Ellen Pompeo rose to fame on a critically acclaimed ABC drama. What was it called?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, not The Real Housewives. 1-0. Question number two. Post Malone is rumored to be opening a new bar right on Broadway in Nashville. Post Malone just played Gillette on Saturday night with which other singer?
Jelly Roll.
2-1. Question number three. Prince's Purple Rain was named the greatest power ballad in rock history, Kennedy.
As it should be.
It's followed by Hearts Alone at number two and November Rain by Guns N' Roses at number three. Which city is Prince from?
Minneapolis. Yes. Chanahassen, really, but it's fine.
Apparently, yes. If you want to make the top three, you have to do a ballad about rain.
Alone's not about
rain. Yeah. 2 out of 3. It's a good day at the plate.
Blame It on the Rain's another one that should have been on the list, man.
Yeah, power ballad for sure.
3-1. Question number four. Angelina Jolie, 50 today. What is the name of Jolie's actor father she's always had a strained relationship with?
John Voight.
John Voight is correct. 4-1. Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter's new song, Manchild, will drop tomorrow night. Can you put Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan, and Olivia Rodrigo in order from oldest to youngest?
Oh, wow. I think Olivia, from oldest to youngest?
Yes. Oldest to youngest.
Sabrina, Chapel, Olivia.
All right. Let's see what we got here. That is incorrect, by the way. It is Chapel, Sabrina, Olivia. Chapel is 27. Oh. Sabrina is 26. Olivia is 22. Oh,
right.
Final score is 4-1. Nice work, Kennedy.
What?
Yep. You sure there's not seven people in
sure
this car?
Are you sure you're not, like, in a bus?
Sure.
Well, I just love how much fun you're having.
We had so much fun playing.
Well, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Weeknd at Gillette Stadium on June 10th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Jessica and Morgan. And my friend Alana cannot meet Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On Mix 104.1.
The end of summer, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the school year, getting into summer. Excuse me. Take two. The end of the school year, Kennedy.
Don't scare the people.
As we get ready to go into summer, means more teacher confessions.
These are my confessions.
617-655-1234. Call or text us. Share a funny story from the classroom. We'll keep it anonymous. We don't want to say what school you're from or anything like that, or your name or your town. Good morning. Welcome to Teacher Confessions.
Hello.
Hi. Morning.
Good morning. How many days left in school?
I think 11 and a half at this point.
Love the exasperation in her voice. Ugh, 11 and a half. And it's just utter chaos at the end of the school year, right?
Yeah, I don't want to say we've given up, but there's some behaviors that we start to ignore towards the end of the school year.
Yeah, all the educating has been done. Now you're just riding it out.
Can we watch one more Disney movie? Okay, what is your teacher confession?
So I have two. The first one's really quick. I'm a high school teacher, and my students were doing a puzzle, so I was talking about moving the pieces around, and instead of saying, move the pieces around, I said, move the penises around.
Whoops. And did you just keep powering through and hope nobody noticed, or no?
That's what she said.
No. Luckily, I'm really good at laughing at myself, so we all just burst out laughing.
And what's the other one?
So the second one was during COVID. So it was when like some students were in school, some were on Zoom, and then we swapped in the afternoon. It was a hot mess. So I had a guidance counselor call my room asking if a certain student was present on the Zoom call in the morning. It was after class. And they weren't. I thought they said, let's say Jessica. Was Jessica on Zoom? So later in the afternoon, I saw Jessica, and I said, hey, your mom was looking for you, and you weren't there, so you might want to check in with her. And she said, no, I don't think that was about me. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure it was you. And she said, well, unless my mom came back as a ghost, it wasn't her because my mom is dead.
Oh.
And I wanted to pass away right on the spot.
Just sort of like, you know, Homer Simpson right back
in. Yeah, he's got to back that truck up.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Yep. Melts into the ground.
He's just like, I'm sorry.
She had a good sense of humor about it, yeah. So it was fine. But I will never make that mistake again.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm sorry. 11 days won't happen fast enough.
Yes. Well, thank you. We appreciate that work you're doing as a teacher. 617-655-1234, Teacher Confessions. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. How many days of school left?
18 counting weekends.
18?
That's counting weekends, though.
Huh. And how was your school year this year?
It was pretty smooth sailing right up until the end. You know, it's always a little bumpy there at the end.
Okay. And tell us your teacher confession.
Okay. I teach sixth grade. And I convinced my kids that I only cry out of my left eye because I'm left-handed.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how it happened. There was someone who left the classroom, and I said, oh, you're making me sad. I'm going to cry out of my left eye because I'm left-handed.
And they were like, what?
And then it just stopped. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yep. Critical thinking skills are important.
That is so good.
You should just, I hope they start calling you Left Eye and play TLC songs.
A really cool nickname, right? That'd be great.
Well, thank you for what you do in the classroom every day. I know it's a lot, but we appreciate you.
When you're not playing mind games with the children, that is.
All right, have a great summer.
Well, you know. Bye.
All right, bye. These are my confessions. 617-655.
I mean, if you can't play mind games as a teacher, what are we even doing here?
Listen, right? I would get bored throughout the year, too. So
Okay, teacher confessions again. Oh, we'll keep it all anonymous as we wrap up the school year and get ready for summer break. 617-655-1234. More of that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Only these are my confessions.
Teacher confessions. 617-655-1234. Again, we will keep you anonymous. We don't have to say what town you're in, what school you're from, none of that stuff. We have another teacher on with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you been teaching now?
25 years.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you.
And only
Thank
what?
Thank you.
Another 25 and you can retire happy.
Oh, no. I'm hoping when my daughter graduates high school, I'm out.
Okay. How many days do you have left this year?
Seven
days, Woo! 1 week. Barrett finishes tomorrow.
7 days, tomorrow. Field trip and field day.
Oh, there you go.
Begin with the letter F, or not my favorite.
Oh, field day was the best.
Three-legged race.
Dude, color wars was so much fun.
The sack race.
Awful.
Yes.
No, it's
awful.
Thank you.
Well, it was fun when you're nine. I don't know if it's fun
it's
for you.
It's going to be like 90 degrees.
No.
Thank you.
How about the egg race where you had a spoon, you put the egg in it, you couldn't drop it?
Oh, water games are the worst.
You're remembering a field day is different than our remembering a field day,
because
ma'am.
She's the one that has to work them now.
You sound like you've been teaching for 25 years.
I've been,
Okay,
and everything from K to 6. So this is a first grade story. Little Johnny, I'll call him, came to school, and he had a paper bag in his hand. He's like, this is for you. And, you know, sometimes we get cute little gifts and whatnot. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I open the bag, and I look in, and I see wipes and nail clippers. With a note that from mom that says, little Johnny says you have gentle hands. Would you mind cutting his fingernails for me?
Do what now?
And I look down at little Johnny's face and I'm like, oh, thank you so much for the compliment, but I cannot cut your fingernails.
I don't cut my own fingernails, much less another human being's. Holy cats.
Yeah, on the list of things you don't get paid enough for as a teacher, that's definitely on there.
Are you saying you're not going to do a manicure for my son? Oh, is that what you're telling me?
100%.
I'm not.
How about a pedicure?
I sent him to the nurse because the nails were looking a little shady. And we cleaned them up as best we could. And I sent the nail clippers back home with a nice little note. No.
I think we're going to have a parent-teacher conference if you're not willing to give my kid a manicure. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Did you ever get the mother's rationale for why she decided that was your responsibility?
So
that was one of those conversations where I just avoided.
Yeah.
It's just better off not to bring it back up.
Oh, see, I wouldn't be able
gentle
to.
Gentle hands.
Yes, I am gentle hand.
You're doing God's
Teacher
work.
Teacher gentle hands.
Yes, you're doing God's work in the classroom. Thank you for sharing that with us. Have a great summer, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. We have another teacher here. It is Teacher Confessions. Again, don't say your name or your town or your school or anything like that. How many days do you have left? Do you know?
I don't actually teach in the school system. I teach at church. I teach confirmation.
Oh, okay.
And I'm the same Bob that hates coconut on desserts, but well, I gave my name. Sorry about that. But anyway,
we're not going to be an anonymous.
Take two. We have a man here. We don't know his name. He's going to share a teacher confession. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I teach confirmation, and part of the curriculum is it's a 2-year program. They're supposed to do service hours, and some classes really like to do it, and some classes don't like to do it. And I had a class that didn't like to do it. And I said, look, it's no big deal. You go downtown at the corner of Nason and Main Street. There's an elderly lady standing there. She's got 2 bags of groceries. You go up to her and say, good morning. Can I help you with your groceries? Smile at her. Take the groceries. Grab her pocketbook and push her down on the sidewalk. And the kid said, Mr. Bob, I can't believe you said that. And I said, oh, you were listening. That's great. So I made my point anyway, but they totally got it.
Like, he said it in such a tone, I didn't catch it for a minute there when he said it. I was like, wait, what?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, anonymous stranger.
Anonymous stranger.
Oh, I cannot.
Should definitely be teaching the work of the Lord.
I don't know. Something to be said.
Such a weird conversation there. All right, one more teacher confession. Good morning. Hello. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How many days left?
I actually don't know, but we get out on the 18th.
Okay.
Okay, 14 days, 2 weeks, minus weekends.
Yeah, there we go.
Maybe a half day in there or something?
Yeah, and I'm an 8th grade teacher, so we go to Washington, D.C., so I actually have it made in the shade because I have, like, way fewer days because I go to D.C., I'm on another field trip, so.
Have you gone to the D.C. field trip before?
I have. It's exhausting, but so much fun.
I was going to say, every time I've been there, I've been surrounded by 8 bajillion high school kids.
Yeah. I went to D.C. on my 8th grade field trip. The kids sneak out of their hotels and try to get into each other's rooms.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, we did that.
Which is why Barrett, who was in the 8th grade, we didn't let Barrett go on that trip. I was like, that's nothing but trouble. Oh, that's funny.
Lots of great memories for all of us.
For sure.
I'm sure. All right, so what is your teacher confession?
This is so embarrassing. So I teach 8th grade genetics and evolution, and as part of that, like as part of the natural selection thing, I have to teach sexual and asexual reproduction. And I try to keep it to the basics and whatever. And this one kid, he was very boisterous, and I feel like he was setting me up. He said, I'm really having a hard time remembering this, like keeping it straight. And I was like, well, you're just going to have to practice. And then immediately the entire class erupted and he started yelling, my teacher wants me to practice sexual reproduction. And I literally sat under my desk.
I'm about to sit underneath this desk here too.
I'm sure a whole class of 8th graders let that go quickly.
Oh, no. All year, anytime I did anything, they were like, you're going to get fired. You told him to practice sexual reproduction. And I was like, oh my God.
Your picture's going to be on the news.
Oh, wow.
Anytime anyone said it, I was like, that never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Those words never came out of my mouth. Well, thank you for what you're doing in the classroom every day. It is appreciated.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have a great summer.
You too. Bye.
Keep practicing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Emily from North Smithfield.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Also in the car is her daughter, taking her to, what, preschool this morning?
Yeah, we actually are now at my mother's house, so my mom's going to help me.
Nice. Got the whole crew.
Three generations of ladies.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
All right, kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, what's your daughter's name?
Juliet.
Juliet. And your mom's name?
Meryl.
Meryl and Juliet. Gonna get it done. What great names. All right, here we go.
Thank
Kennedy's
you.
Gone. Five pop culture trivia questions. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Jackie Chan, who was still learning English, admits he didn't understand a single thing his co-star said during the filming of the first Rush Hour movie. Who starred in the Rush Hour franchise opposite Jackie Chan?
Chris. No, not Chris Rock. I would say Chris Rock. No, it's that comedian.
Yes.
Oh, I can't think.
I need a name.
I know it's not Chris Rock. I can even hear his voice because everybody could hear his voice.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Jackie Chan couldn't, it turns out.
Question number two. Mariah Carey is teasing a new album. What is Mariah Carey's best-selling song of all time that still climbs the charts every year?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Jimmy Fallon says he hates that some people don't like him. Fallon has been hosting The Tonight Show on NBC since 2014. Which host did he replace?
Who did Jimmy Fallon replace as a host? Was it
Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Conan O'Brien?
Question number four. Justin Bieber has made another cryptic social media post, this time about the audacity of telling other humans they deserve something. Which city is Justin Bieber from originally?
For some reason, I feel like he's from Canada. I'm going to say Toronto, and I could be totally wrong.
Question number five. Cillian Murphy won't appear in the new 28 Years Later trilogy until the end of the second movie. In 2010, Murphy had a role in an action movie starring Leo DiCaprio, who enters people's dreams. Name that movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio enters people's dreams. What year was the movie you said?
2010.
Inception?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice work by Meryl.
Yes, Meryl.
Meryl did great. I don't know how Juliet did. But
Juliet was real quiet. She didn't pull her weight.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Emily getting 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
All right.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan, who was still learning English, admits he didn't understand a single thing his co-star said during the filming of the first Rush Hour movie. Who starred in the Rush Hour franchise opposite Jackie Chan?
Chris Tucker.
Ah, that's it.
So he did not hear the words.
Coming out of his mouth.
I wonder if that was an ad-lib that they just left in.
He said he had his dialect coach sitting right behind him in a chair, and he's like, he's talking too fast. I can't understand anything.
Wow.
1-0. Question number two. Mariah Carey teasing a new album. What is Mariah Carey's best-selling single of all time that still climbs the charts every year?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
2-1. Jimmy Fallon says he hates that some people don't like him. He has been hosting The Tonight Show on NBC since 2014. Which host did he replace?
Johnny Carson.
Oh, whoa.
That's
no.
A throwback.
Conan O'Brien?
You would think that, but you remember there was a minute where Conan had the job and then Leno came in.
Jay Leno threw a hissy fit and came back.
And then after a couple of years, he left again.
Got it. Thank you.
NBC had to pay Conan like $40 million to
leave.
Got it.
Thank you.
2-1. Question number four. Justin Bieber has made another cryptic social media post, this time about the audacity of telling other humans they deserve something. What city is Justin Bieber from?
Oh, I don't know if I know the answer to that question. I don't know.
Toronto, Kennedy.
Oh.
Toronto. Ooh. Toronto.
Oh, things just got interesting.
It is 2-2. Going to the final question, Kennedy. Cillian Murphy won't appear in the new 28 Years Later trilogy until the end of the second movie. In 2010, Murphy had a role in an action movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio, who enters people's dreams. Name the movie.
Inception.
Yes, as you can tell by her reaction, that is correct.
I didn't think I was going to get it.
3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie, which means Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, Emily. However, you are not leaving empty-handed. You have won yourself an exclusive night for you and a guest with Kennedy at Summer in the City, Boston's premier waterfront concert series at the Boston Harbor Hotel. You have an unforgettable evening of live music, delicious food, cool cocktails, great vibes, and Kennedy.
Kennedy!
Just yell that at the table every once in a while, and she'll bring you fresh water. I'm sure that's how that will happen. All right. Well, we appreciate you, the three of you listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Emily Ann Merrill from North Smithfield, and we can't be Kennedy. Carson
and meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This morning is the return of the Carson and Kennedy singers. Kennedy, me, producer Dan, all singing a favorite new track.
The people have been clamoring for it. The streets were talking.
We went into the lab. Kennedy was our Rick Rubin and produced it all.
I do my best.
She's the only one who understands how music works, so.
And we did Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. Any words before we play this, Kennedy?
No, just kick back, relax, enjoy. Maybe don't turn it up too terribly loud if you have headphones on, but other than that, let's go.
Now
now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, is it that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
I can't relate to desperation.
My give-a-dams are on vacation. And I got this one boy, and he won't stop calling.
When they act this way,
I know I got him. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true to for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you.
I know I Mountain Dew it for you.
That morning coffee brewed it for you. One touch and I brand new it for you. Thinking about me every night, oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Is it that sweet? I guess so. I'm working late,
'cause I'm a singer.
Oh, it looks so cute.
Wrap around my finger. My twisted humor.
Make him laugh so often.
My honeybee.
Come and get this pollen.
Too bad your ex don't do it for you.
Walked in and dream came true to for you.
Soft skin and I perfumed it for you.
Cool, I'm out of breath, hold on. I know I Mountain Dew it for you. That morning coffee brewed it for you. One touch and I brand new it for you.
Stupid.
Now he's
thinking about me every night. Oh, is it that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Think about me every night. Is that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down. Left, right, switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. When does she breathe?
Is that sweet? I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Is that me espresso?
Carson, there were moments in there that I don't know what you were listening to.
I know you don't. You wouldn't understand my genius.
Well, I captured some of it. Some special parts.
What was going on there?
Don't question the process.
I'm not questioning the process. I'm questioning what you did right there. I tried to process it. I couldn't.
I can't relate to desperation.
I mean, I can't. What can I say? It's not relatable.
I can't relate to desperation.
I mean, there were like 10 notes there. Not one was right. That is a gift, my friend. An absolute gift.
Play the first one more time.
What is that?
I don't... Whatever you did with your mouth there, never do it again.
I sat there with my mouth open going, I don't know.
Oh, man.
But it must be preserved for history.
That's so funny.
Would you like to read some of the comments?
Oh, yes.
From the 330, Carson desperately in search of a rhythm.
Oh, and a note.
From the 978, I can't sleep now because I'm having nightmares. Carson, please stop. You sound like a cat dying.
Oh.
From the 978, I just can't.
I'll give you guys this. I learned I've been singing some of the wrong words, so good job with your enunciation.
Hey!
Somebody just said we're on to Cincinnati. First of all, it's Cleveland.
From the 617, I never thought I would hear myself say this, but Carson, please keep doing the Friday free-for-all. I can't relate to desperation.
Someone from the 603 said, oh my God, it's like listening to Peter Griffin, Michael Scott, and an angel singing together.
Gold star.
I don't like that I know who was who exactly in that reference.
There you are, the Carson and Kennedy
You're
singers
welcome.
Making a glorious return. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. This morning is the return of the Carson and Kennedy singers. Kennedy, me, producer Dan, all singing a favorite new track.
The people have been clamoring for it. The streets were talking.
We went into the lab. Kennedy was our Rick Rubin and produced it all.
I do my best.
She's the only one who understands how music works, so.
And we did Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. Any words before we play this, Kennedy?
No, just kick back, relax, enjoy. Maybe don't turn it up too terribly loud if you have headphones on. But other than that, let's go.
Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, is it that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
I can't relate to desperation.
My give-a-dams are on vacation. And I got this one boy, and he won't stop calling
when they act this way.
I know I got him. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true to for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you.
I know I Mountain Dew it for you.
That morning coffee brewed it for you. One touch and I brand new it for you. Thinking about me every night, oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Isn't that sweet? I guess so. I'm working late,
'cause I'm a singer.
Oh, it looks so cute.
Wrap around my finger. My twisted humor.
Make him laugh so often.
My honeybee.
Come and get this pollen.
Too bad your ex don't do it for you.
Walked in and dream came true to for you.
Soft skin and I perfumed it for you.
Oh, I'm out of breath. Hold on.
I know I Mountain Dew it for you. That morning coffee brewed it for you. One touch and I brand new it for you.
Stupid.
Now he's
thinking about me every night. Oh, is it that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
Think about me every night. Is that sweet? I guess so.
Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down. Left, right, oh, switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso.
When does she breathe?
Is that sweet? I guess so.
Is that me espresso?
Carson, there were moments in there that I don't know what you were listening to.
I know you don't. You wouldn't understand my genius.
Well, I captured some of it. Some special parts.
What was going on there?
Don't question the process.
I'm not questioning the process. I'm questioning what you did right there. I tried to process it. I couldn't.
I can't relate to desperation.
I mean, I can't. What can I say? It's not relatable.
I can't relate to desperation.
There were like 10 notes there. Not one was right. That is a gift, my friend. An absolute gift.
Play the first one more time.
What is that?
I don't... Whatever you did with your mouth there, never do it again.
I sat there with my mouth open going, I don't know.
Oh, man.
But it must be preserved for history.
That's so funny.
Would you like to read some of the comments?
Oh, yes.
From the 330, Carson desperately in search of a rhythm.
Oh. And a note.
From the 978, I can't sleep now because I'm having nightmares.
It's 820, you don't need to be sleeping.
Carson, please stop. You sound like a cat dying.
Oh.
That from the 978, I just can't.
I'll give you guys this. I learned I've been singing some of the wrong words, so good job with your enunciation.
Hey!
Somebody just said we're on to Cincinnati. First of all, it's Cleveland.
From the 617, I never thought I would hear myself say this, but Carson, please keep doing the Friday free-for-all.
I can't relate to desperation.
Someone from the 603 said, oh my God, it's like listening to Peter Griffin, Michael Scott, and an angel singing together.
Gold star.
I don't like that I know who was who exactly in that reference.
There you are, the Carson and Kennedy
You're
singers
welcome.
Making a glorious return. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Margaret from Leominster.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
$1,000 is on the line for Campy Kennedy this morning. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio now. All pop culture questions. Are you ready?
I am.
A list of people who were unfairly canceled or mistreated by the public includes Brendan Fraser, Janet Jackson, Sinead O'Connor, and this singer who became a viral sensation for the song Friday. Who is she?
Rebecca Black.
Country singer Lainey Wilson has worn a new pair of bell bottoms for every show she's done in the last 15 years.
That feels wasteful.
What is the best-selling jean brand in the world?
I'm going to say Wrangler.
Question number three. Saquon Barkley is on the new cover of this football video game, which is often believed to be a curse for the player. Name the game.
Madden.
Question number four. After 16 years, comedian Marc Maron is ending his podcast. What is it called?
I do not know that one.
And question number five, it was 70 years ago in 1955. The 7-Year Itch was released. It starred an actress and a subway vent that blew her skirt up. Name the actress.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
One of the most iconic photos of all time, I believe. Right? Don't
yeah,
you think, Dan?
I know the photo. Can't think of the actress.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You know, I had this idea that we change all the questions from pop culture to, like, world history. Would you like that maybe next week?
Yeah, you know, I think my husband would be a little bit better at that one than I would, but...
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Margaret got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
$1,000 on the line. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A list of people who were unfairly canceled or mistreated by the public includes Brendan Fraser, Janet Jackson, Sinead O'Connor, and this singer who became a viral sensation for the song Friday. Who is she?
Rebecca Black. Meanies.
Tied at 1. Country singer Lainey Wilson has worn a new pair of bell bottoms for every show she has done in the last 15 years.
That's a lot of pants.
What is the best-selling jean brand in the world?
Levi's?
It is. 2-1, question number 3. Saquon Barkley is on the new cover of this football video game, which is often believed to be a curse for the player. Name the game.
Madden?
Yep, Madden NFL 26. 3-2, question number 4. After 16 years, comedian Marc Maron is ending his podcast. Can you name it?
WTF.
4-2, question number 5. Did it from his garage, too.
I know.
It's kind of cool. I'd like the president in your garage.
No, right?
To do a podcast.
Like, is there parking? Can you park in the park, you know, in the driveway, or do you have to park in the street? And if so, do the neighbors get upset? Like,
I think
what
you're
happens?
Okay in the driveway because there's not a car coming out of the garage.
Maybe he has one of those weird doors that you can't open all the way without getting the car out of the way.
Right. Do you think, like, I know in our garage there's like a half-used thing of gas.
Yeah, it has a distinctively garagey smell.
Smell, right.
Yeah. Paint.
Question number five. 70 years ago in 1955, The Seven-Year Itch was released, starring an actress and a subway vent that blew her skirt up. Name the actress.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, Marilyn Monroe is who it was, Margaret.
That's your homework.
Marilyn Monroe.
It's a funny little movie.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the movie. I've only ever seen the photo.
No, you should. It's a good one.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Margaret, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning and calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Margaret from Leominster, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.